This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And we're going to stay with President Trump now because today he signed an executive order creating the President's National Council for the American Worker. It's aimed at helping develop a high-skilled workforce. The strategy is heavy on pledges, committees, and advisory boards. And as for the money to fund it, that will have to come from employers. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
One after another, executives from Walmart, FedEx, Lockheed Martin, and a string of other companies pledged to be part of the effort to develop a stronger workforce. So did Johnny Taylor, director of the Society for Human Resource Management.
We, for the first time in a long time, have more jobs that need filled than we have Americans looking for employment.
Many of those jobs are in tech, but there were few specifics on how any of these companies plan to actually close the skills gap. Harry Holzer is an economist with the Brookings Institution. He says these training programs tend to be successful, but only when they provide broad skills.
If the employer is really providing the training and is portable, so if the worker changes jobs or changes industries within the next 5 years, do they carry much of that with them?
Anthony Carnevale runs the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He says workforce trainings tend to pay off more in a tight labor market because jobs are there.
Training is not successful when the economy is down. It's successful when the economy is growing because the demand for workers and skills goes up.
And companies are more inclined to invest in their workers. The Trump administration has been very vocal about the need to create apprenticeships and training programs, but funding has been limited. Talia Milgrom Elcott runs the education group 100K and 10. She says the emphasis on tech training is great, but at the same time,
the real risk is that jobs that people can train for in a few weeks or months are on everyone's short list for jobs that AI is going to take in the next, call it 3 to 6 years.
She says developing a strong workforce also includes building skills and critical thinking. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.